Grain futures, we are mixed. We are higher on the soybeans a bit, corn fractionally better, trying to move higher through most of the session. Crude oil had been higher throughout last night and the day session, just turning lower here recently, down about 50 cents a barrel right now as we're near the lows of the trading range of the last few weeks as Iran is meeting with a Pakistani general trying to work through what the U.S. has put down that needs to be done. Comments being released is that they are working on the nuclear issue, but it's not being discussed at what stage they are at that. So long weekend, three-day weekend, markets return on Tuesday. There's electronic markets for crude oil, the stock indexes and metals that can trade Sunday night through early Monday, but for the most part, liquidity is very low. Grain markets, they'll be closed until Monday night. The weekend is when Trump likes to go boom, boom if things don't go the way he likes, and so we shall see, right? But for now, we are lower on the wheat trade. Kansas getting hit the most because, well, frankly, harvest is not too far around the corner. We're going to see an early harvest on that Kansas crop. And since they don't have grain bins in Kansas, they have to haul it to town. We got to get ready to steal it from them. As I've been saying in our newsletter since the beginning of May, it's hard to be friendly Kansas wheat much past the first part of May, as that's just what they do. They price in the loss and then they take the price away. And so far we've dropped about 70 cents off of the price high that was made the day after, or that night, I should say, after the WASDE cropper number was released for the May report. Currently, May Kansas City wheat down 7¾ cents, 6.79¼. Minneapolis July's went back premium by a dime. We're only down 2¼ cents there at 6.88, despite the rain forecasts around the state for their wheat crop. September Minneapolis wheat off 2¼, 7.08¾. In Chicago, down 3 on that July Chicago wheat, 6.44½. Corn up a half right now for the July contract, 4.62¾. Big export sales numbers this morning. 500,000 metric tons of corn to Mexico. Another 110,000 metric tons to an unknown destination. So despite comments that our corn is expensive, we keep selling a lot of it. So much the USDA is going to have to increase usage in the upcoming WASDE report, which lowers old crop carryout and lowers new crop carryout as those two numbers work together. July corn, like I said, higher. Dece corn up 3/4, 4.85¾. Soybeans for July up 3¼, 11.97½. Sold a lot of meal this morning. July meal up $3.80 a ton, 3.32.20. November beans up 1½ at 11.88¼. Cattle futures are lower again on the day. Numerous sources for breaking this market, but at about 5:35 p.m. on Tuesday, Reuters released a story where Mexico will be likely doubling their exports of beef into the U.S. since they can't get their feeder cattle in here because of the New World screw-in problem. They will be slaughtering that much more down in there in South America, in Mexico, and they'll export into the U.S. Now, the funny little problem is they don't have country of origin labeling. And recall a few months ago, Mexico struck a deal with Brazil selling a bunch of beef to them as well. Some of that could get funneled through to them, and kind of like selling car parts and John Deere parts into the U.S. from Mexico, they could sneak that beef up in here. Can't prove it, but you know it's a good story. But what we do know is the live cattle market did peak on the 19th, and that story came out the evening of the 19th. Cattle market slowly moved lower on Tuesday, and then again Wednesday, when everything went haywire for feeder cattle Thursday morning. And of course, we have a cattle on feed report after the close today. On feed, average estimate 101.6% of a year ago. That's because cattle are being held longer in the feedlot, placed at 103.4%. But it's a big, wide range that they came up with this estimate. Could be 107, could be 97%. Average is 103.4%. Marketing's at 90.7%. Cash trade, we've seen some now as low as 258 for the week. And, of course, there's worries of more packing plants getting closed. I guess no problem, right? Because we're just going to buy from the Mexican packing plants if they're going to double their exports into the U.S. And so cattle lower as we head towards that three-day weekend close, and cattle on feed report at 2 o'clock. June cattle down 10 cents, 249.05. August off 7 cents, 239.27. October off 35 cents, 230.60. That's $3 off of the morning lows for live cattle. Feeder cattle August down $7, 349.47. That's $5 off of their lows. August feeders down 692 at 340. That's September feeders down 692 at 346.45. October feeders down 657, 343.07. January feeders down 570, 333.75. Their low is 328.85. Tracking a almost $40 discount to cash going into that January contract. The June hogs are bouncing today. They're up 40 cents, 95.52. July up 22 cents, par 25 their last. And in the metal markets, gold for June down $17.50 an ounce, $4,525. July silver giving up 32 cents, 76.41. Bitcoin, March contract, May contract down 7.15 at $76,975. Of course, we have a new head of the Federal Reserve now. Warsh was sworn in here about an hour ago. And crude oil dipping lower again. Latest headlines. Pakistanis are meeting with Iran's foreign ministry, trying to hash things out to get us to agree with President Trump's demands. We'll see if that works. Currently, crude oil down 90 cents a barrel, $95.48. But gasoline, July contract up 3.5 cents a gallon, $3.31. Diesel fuel up a penny, $3.73¼ a gallon. Any questions on trading commodity futures, working livestock, risk protection insurance, getting advice through our newsletter? It's all at the website. Check it out, heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening, and have a profitable weekend.